Our clothes are all worn out, finneskoye and sleeping bags torn. Tent is our worst point, all torn in front, and we are afraid to camp on account of it, as it is too cold to mend it. We camped for our grand lunch at noon. After 5 hours struggling, I think we did about 3 miles. After lunch, sat in our tent talking over the situation. Decided to get underway again as soon as there is any clearance. Snowing and blowing, force about 50 or 60 miles an hour. February 26th, Saturday. Richards went out 1:10 a.m. and found it clearing a bit, so we got underway as soon as possible, which was 2:10 a.m. About 2:35, Richards sighted depot, which seemed to be right on top of us. I suppose we camped no more than 3/4 of a mile from it. The dogs sighted it, which seemed to electrify them. They had new life and started to run, but we were so weak that we could not go more than 200 yards and then spell. I think another day would have seen us off. Arrived at depot 3:25, found it in a dilapidated condition, cases all about the place. I don't suppose there has ever been a weaker party arrive at any depot, either north or south. After a hard struggle, got our tent up and made camp. Then gave the dogs a good feed of pemmican. If ever dogs saved the lives of anyone, they have saved ours. Let us hope they will continue in good health so that we can get out to our comrades. I started on our cooking. Not one of us had any appetite, although we were in the land of plenty, as we call this depot, plenty of biscuit, etc., but we could not eat. I think it is the reaction, not only in arriving here, but also finding no news of the ship, which was arranged before we left. We all think there has been a calamity there. Let us hope for the best. We decided to have rolled oats and milk for a start, which went down very well, and then a cup of tea. How cheery the primus sounds. It seems like coming out of a thick London fog into a drawing room. After a consultation, we decided to have a meal of pemmican in 4 hours, and so on, until our weakness was gone. Later. Still the same weather. We shall get underway and make a forced march back as soon as possible. I think we shall get stronger travelling and feeding well. Later. Weather will not permit us to travel yet. Mended our torn tent with food bags. This took 4 hours. Feeding the dogs every 4 hours, and Richards and Haywood built up depot. It is really surprising to find it takes 2 men to lift a 50-pound case. It only shows our weakness. Weather still the same, force of wind at times about 70 to 90 miles an hour. Really surprising how this can keep on so long. February 27th, Sunday. Wind continued with fury the whole night, expecting every minute to have the tent blown off us. Up 5 o'clock. Found it so thick one could not get out of the tent. We are still very weak, but think we can do the 12 miles to our comrades in one long march. If only it would clear up for just one day, we would not mind. This is the longest, continuous blizzard I have ever been in. We have not had a travelling day for 11 days, and the amount of snow that has fallen is astonishing. Later. Had a meal, 10:30, and decided to get underway in spite of the wind and snow. Underway, 12 o'clock. We have 3 weeks' food on sledge, about 160 pounds, and 1 week's dog food, 50 pounds. The whole weight, all told, about 600 pounds, and also taking an extra sledge to bring back Captain McIntosh. To our surprise, we could not shift the sledges. After half an hour, we got about 10 yards. We turned the sledge up and scraped runners. It went a little better after. I am afraid our weakness is much more than we think. Haywood is in rather a bad way about his knees, which are giving him trouble and are very painful. We will give him a good massage when we camp. The dogs have all lost heart in pulling. They seem to think that going south again is no good to them. They seem to just jog along, and one cannot do more. I don't suppose our pace is more than 1/2 or 3/4 of a mile per hour. The surface is rotten, snow up to one's knees, and what with wind and drift, a very bad outlook. Lunched about 4:30. Carried on until 11:20 when we camped. It was very dark making our dinner, but soon got through the process. Then Richard spent an hour or so in rubbing Haywood with methylated spirits, which did him a world of good. If he were to break up now, I should not know what to do. Turned in about 1:30. It is now calm, but overcast with light falling snow. February 28th, Monday. Up at 6 o'clock. Can just see a little skyline. Underway at 9 o'clock. The reason of delay had to mend Finniscoya, which are in a very dilapidated condition. I got my feet badly frostbitten yesterday. About 11 o'clock came on to snow, everything overcast. We ought to reach our poor boys in 3 or 4 hours, but fate wills otherwise, as it came on again to blizzard force about 11:45. Camped at noon. I think the party must be within a very short distance, but we cannot go on as we might pass them, and as we have not got any position to go on except compass. Later, kept on blizzarding all afternoon and night. February 29th, Tuesday. Up at 5 o'clock, still very thick. It cleared up a little to the south about 8 o'clock, when Richard sighted something black to the north of us, but could not see properly what it was. After looking round, sighted camp to the south, so we got under way as soon as possible. Got up to the camp about 12:45, when Wild came out to meet us. We gave him a cheer, as we fully expected to find all down. He said he had taken a little exercise every day. They had not any food left. The skipper then came out of the tent, very weak, and as much as he could do to walk. He said, "I want to thank you for saving our lives." I told Wilde to go and give them a feed, and not to eat too much at first in case of reaction, as I am going to get under way as soon as they have had a feed. So we had lunch, and the skipper went ahead to get some exercise, and after an hour's digging out got everything ready for leaving. When we lifted Smith, we found he was in a great hole, which he had melted through. This party had been in one camp for 12 days. We got under way and picked the skipper up. He had fallen down, too weak to walk. We put him on the sledge we had brought out, and we camped about 8 o'clock. I think we did about 3 miles, rather good with 2 men on the sledges, and Haywood in a very bad way. I don't think there has been a party, either north or south, in such straits. 3 men down and 3 of us very weak. But the dogs seem to have new life since we turned north. I think they realize they are homeward bound. I am glad we kept them, even when we were starving. I knew that they would have to come in at the finish. We have now to look forward to southerly winds for help, which I think we shall get at this time of year. Let us hope the temperature will keep up, as our sleeping bags are wet through and worn out, and all our clothes full of holes, and Finniscoya in a dilapidated condition. In fact, one would not be out on a cold day in civilization with the rotten clothes we have on. Turned in 11 o'clock, wet through, but in a better frame of mind. Hope to try and reach the depot tomorrow, even if we have to march overtime. March 1st, Wednesday. Turned out usual time, a good south wind, but, worse luck, heavy drift. Set sail, put the skipper on rear sledge. The temperature has gone down, and it is very cold. Bluff in sight. We are making good progress, doing a good mileage before lunch. After lunch, a little stronger wind. Haywood still hanging on to sledge. Skipper fell off twice. Reach depot 5:45. When camping, found we had dropped our tent poles, so Richards went back a little way and spotted them through the binoculars about 1/2 mile off, and brought them back. Haywood and I were very cold by that time, the drift very bad. Moral, see everything properly secured. We soon had our tent up, cooked our dinner in the dark, and turned in about 10 o'clock. March 2nd, Thursday. Up as usual. Strong southwest wind with heavy drift. Took 2 weeks' provision from the depot. I think that will last us through, as there is another depot about 50 miles north from here. I am taking the outside course on account of the crevasses, and one cannot take too many chances with 2 men on sledges and 1 crippled. Underway about 10 o'clock. Lunched noon in a heavy drift. Took an hour to get the tents up, etc., the wind being so heavy. Found sledges buried under snow after lunch. Took some time to get underway. Wind and drift very heavy. Set half sail on the first sledge and underway about 3:30. The going is perfect, sometimes sledges overtaking us. Carried on until 8 o'clock, doing an excellent journey for the day, distance about 11 or 12 miles. Gives one a bit of heart to carry on like this. Only hope we can do this all the way. Had to cook our meals in the dark, but still we did not mind. Turned in about 11 o'clock, pleased with ourselves, although we were wet through with snow, as it got through all the holes in our clothes, and the sleeping bags are worse than awful. March 3rd, Friday. Up the usual time. It has been blowing a raging blizzard all night. found to our disgust utterly impossible to carry on.